From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Larry Thompson, the president of Ringling College of Art and Design. Larry, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Abby. It's a pleasure to be with you.
When we spoke to you for our Invest Tampa Bay report, you spoke about the school creating a program called the Collaboratory to guarantee every student an opportunity to gain real-world experience. Why are programs like these so important for both students and prospective companies in 2021?
So let me go backwards and say, yes, we did create this program called the Collaboratory. That's the great thing about being president of an art school. I can make up words and nobody cares. Because it is a made-up word. You can't find it in the dictionary. But the idea of it is to give our students real-world experience at the same time that they're getting their education. So I saw students got internships in the summer. They might have a class where a professor knows somebody and brings a project into class. But what about all the other students? So we created this whole entity that is designed to help companies from wherever. Okay, we work with people in New York, Detroit, Atlanta, and obviously the Tampa Bay region, you know, that need some creative input, creative ideas, and so on and so forth. So the students get the chance to work with an actual client and to learn all those things about it. As I say, one of the great things about it is you learn about budgets, because a lot of times in classes, that's sort of hypothetical and you don't have to worry about the money. And the second part is also you learn to work with people who may not be as nurturing as our faculty, right? And for students, one of the great things is it helps destroy that problem for the graduating senior. I can't get a job because I don't have experience. I can't get experience because I don't have a job. This gives you the experience, gives you stuff on your resume, so on and so forth. So that's the reason for it. Meanwhile, the companies get this incredible talent working on their projects. They pay a small amount of money. And it is, you know, they get all these brilliant creative ideas from these students and or actual deliverables. So it's been a wonderful experience.
How have the events of the last year further showcased the importance of art and design focused institutions like yours?
That's a great question, because I get that quite a bit. And it has, to me, what this whole pandemic thing has shown is two things. Number one, the importance of creativity. And, you know, you have to approach things now very differently with very creative solutions. And that's one of the things. It's, you don't have to be an artist to be creative. But one of the things about education in art and design is it forces you to be creative constantly. And so that's the reason why many of our students actually, we have a business program here, Business of Art and Design, and students who do that go into creative industries because they're looking for people who can do not only the business side of the house, but also be incredibly creative. The other part of it is, well, all you have to do is, what do people do when they're sitting at home? They're watching entertainment, right? They're watching entertainment. Well, you got to have a lot of content, because that is now the gold, if you will, for anybody in the industry about what you can do. So part of what we do here at Ringling is we focus a great deal on the entertainment industry, and many of our students go into that, as a matter of fact.
obviously last year has been completely transformative when it comes to virtual education, higher education online, hybrid classes. What was that transformation like for Ringling College of Art and Design? And how do you believe that those transformations that happened last year will permanently affect the way that your institution is educating the students of tomorrow in the future?
Well, we have been always the believer that you need to have the classes in person. And I have to say that I believe that's a much more effective way of educating students, because there's a lot to be learned, not only from the professors, but also from fellow students. But what we learned in the pandemic is that you can do it, because we went from no remote or online classes to totally remote in the spring. And then this fall, it's a lot of hybrid. So we've adapted. We were very creative. We allowed, one of the problems was that we have these incredible, I call them Ferrari computers, because they're like about that expensive and so forth, to run all these really, really, really major programs, especially in our animation, motion design area. And we came up with a whole solution of how students could take hold of those computers in the lab and be able to work from their computer at home and still be able to manipulate and so forth. Anyway, so it was a lot of creative problem solving. And we found out that, yes, we can deliver that kind of curriculum. It's still not, in my view, ideal, because that interaction is so important person to person. But yet we will probably do that for situations where we have that people cannot come to the college and want to have some of that. We're not going to become, however, an online institution, but we may have some kinds of courses for adults and so on and so forth, because we know we can do it now.
Your school offers a major in virtual reality. What is the significance of this major and majors like it in today's ever more digital world?
So, first of all, we're the most technologically advanced art college anywhere in the world. That's something we do know. So our technology rivals like Georgia Tech, Caltech kind of thing. I mean, it's that robust, because we were early believers the computer will become the next paintbrush. And that's what it is. So what happens is, so we were the first to start the program in computer animation, for example, when Toy Story came out. We were the first to do a business of art and design. We were the first to do entertainment design. And now we're the first to do virtual reality at an art school. We did that because we think that virtual reality is going to become sort of almost the new computer animation. It's going to be used in all kinds of industries. The biggest problem are the goggles, but that's a design issue. And once you get past that, I have a feeling that it is going to just soar. So that's what we think. And so we are preparing our students for the future, the real future of what's going to happen. So that's why we decided to do that and be the first to do it. And it's very exciting what they're doing, because right now they're doing a collaboratory project with Moffitt Cancer Center. Okay. And it's really exciting the results that we're seeing as a result of that.
Art at its core is transformative, and we've talked a lot about how Ringling has transformed, how higher education has transformed, but how have you personally transformed this past year?
Well, I would say I learned that I am never going to say I am so sick of going to all these events, because that's a lot of what I do, because it's part of being president. You have to do a lot of fundraising, so you have to be connected and so on and so forth. And so I went to a lot of events, and we would have a lot of events, and I learned that, my golly, you know, it's something when you have spare time on your hand at home. That was a shocker. Okay. That was a shocker. And the most shocked was my wife. Like, what are you doing at home? So in any event, so there was that kind of transformation. And I really say the big part of it was watching my team of faculty and administrative staff actually take hold of the problem and really address it like a design issue, and then tearing it apart and then bringing it all back together. So that was incredibly successful. And we have been very successful this year.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.